We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you from high atop David Allen Memorial Ballpark in downtown Enid. I'm John Herrick, and it's Enid Majors Baseball coming your way on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. Don't forget, you can also get us on the web at ctbsports.com and on the free CTB Sports app, which you can find for all of your mobile devices. I'll be joined by Brady Kokajohn up in the booth. Jance Davis is our producer engineer. A rough time right now for the Enid Majors. They have dropped 8 of their last 9 games. They come into tonight with a record of 11-15, and this will be kind of a three-way day at David Allen Ballpark. We're going to have 3 games taking place, 3 teams competing in them. The Enid Majors will play the Oklahoma City Broncos first, upcoming at 4 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock tonight, it will be the Oklahoma City Broncos playing Newton, Kansas. And then at 8, the Enid Majors will play Newton, Kansas. And the Majors will play Newton, Kansas again tomorrow, early at 11 a.m. right here at David Allen Ballpark. The Majors finished up their latest weekend against the Bartlesville Indians, having lost to them 5-1 on Sunday after falling to them on Saturday night 5-2. And Brady, right now, this is a team that just needs to find its groove. They have been shut out 4 times this year offensively, and that's very rare for an Enid Majors team. Last year, when they went 33-13 and won the Connie Mack State Tournament and got into the National Regional and won a game, they had only been shut out twice. So clearly the offense is going to have to start picking it up.
Yeah, the offense is going to start picking it up. As you say, clearly got shut out the last game and 3 or 4 times previous. Also, errors have been a big problem for us as well. I think 3 errors in the last ball game, that just can't happen for the Enid Majors to go forward.
And also, you know, the pitching rotation is still in development. Can't be walking people either. That's also been an issue.
Yeah, especially with these wood bats. You got to make every out count. You got to make them earn it, John. Free bases can't happen because that's how rallies get started.
And then to what makes matters a little bit more difficult today, it is a very hot, steamy day outside in downtown Enid. Temperature right now, 96 degrees, and the wind is also going to play a huge role in this game today. It is blowing in heavily from the right field line. Now, the Majors are going to be in the first base dugout, which has the sun to their back, so that's going to be something to pay attention to going forward. But yeah, the wind will definitely be a factor. Maybe left field is the spot you want to hit that ball today.
Yeah, right field is not going to travel very far to right. Left field, it will travel if you hook one down the line. It might stay fair. If it stays fair, it's going to travel, but left field's the way to go today, John.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's meet your starting lineups. First, for the visiting Oklahoma City Broncos, who come in with a record of 17-19. They're going to lead off with Drew Sunby at shortstop. Second is Elijah Brady, the second baseman. Third is Jared Boris, the catcher. Fourth is Joseph Zajac, the first baseman. Fifth is Gabe Grisser, the third baseman. Sixth is Benji Lapat, the pitcher. Seventh is Hayden Key, the right fielder. Eighth is C.J. Jansen in center field. And ninth is Scotland Boyce, the left fielder. The head coach for the Oklahoma City Broncos is Wade Sunby. By the way, the Enid Majors have played the Oklahoma City Broncos a lot already this summer. They have played them 3 times and beaten them all 3 times. Beat them at Woodward 4-1 on May 27th. Knocked them off in Oklahoma City against the Broncos 6-1, and then beat them in Game 2 on June 1st, 9-2. Starting lineup for the Enid Majors, they'll go with Seth Graves in the leadoff spot tonight. He'll play second base. Batting second is Ben Marino, the center fielder. Third is Matt Connerly, the designated hitter. Fourth is E.J. Taylor at first base. Fifth is Garrett Dehas in right field. Sixth is Clayton Masters in left. Brandon Kuntz is batting seventh and playing third base. Eighth is Logan Rutledge, the catcher. Ninth is Lakin Young, the shortstop. And pitching tonight for the Enid Majors is Matt Hopkins. Majors are in their home whites with blue numbers and letters. Oklahoma Oklahoma City Broncos in red jerseys with blue numbers and letters, white pants, blue hats. Majors are wearing blue hats with a white E on them. Majors coached by Chris Jensen and assisted by Richie Tarango. We'll step aside for the national anthem and have baseball when we come back after this. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma. And they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Back here at David Allen Ballpark as we get ready for the Enid Majors to face off against the Oklahoma City Broncos. I'm John Herrick with Brady Kokajohn up in the booth. Chance Davis, our producer-engineer. The starting pitcher tonight for the Enid Majors is Matt Hopkins, who only pitched in one game so far. He just joined the Majors, though, last week, and he suffered a loss during that week. He has an ERA of 7. He pitched in 3 innings. He gave up 5 runs, 3 of which were earned, 5 hits, and a double. Had 2 walks and 3 strikeouts, and he will be headed towards Hutchinson Community College in Kansas next season, so he just graduated from high school this past year. So here's how today is going to work. Myself, I'll be doing play-by-play for the first couple of innings, and then I will hand off the headset to Brady Kokajohn for innings 3 and 4. He'll be doing play-by-play for the 3rd and 4th innings, and I'll take you home for the final 3. Majors getting ready to face the Oklahoma City Broncos. Brady, whenever you guys played a team that you had, you know, I think you feel pretty confident that the Majors have the mental and physical edge over the Broncos. They have 3 wins against them already. Nevertheless, though, got to stay hungry, got to stay, you know, got to stay after it. How did you keep the mindset that I had, you know, to do that?
Well, in the summer, John, never a game's easy.
Yeah.
All the teams are really competitive in the summer. And you just got to come out and say, yeah, we've won 3 against them, but anything can happen. It's baseball. So I think the Majors are just going to play like every other game tonight.
Yep, they certainly do. And the tough part was, I'm sure they wanted to get ready by having a doubleheader on Tuesday against Piedmont, but Piedmont, I guess, double-booked that night and realized they had a doubleheader somewhere else, so they couldn't come here. So the Majors had to take yesterday off, and they are playing today. Of course, the idea is get as many games in as possible. Drew Sundby will lead us off, the head coach of Broncos, the son of head coach Wade Sundby for the Broncos, as he takes the ball inside, 1 ball, no strikes, to begin the game. From Matt Hopkins, in left field, it's Clayton Masters, in center, Ben Marino, the right fielder, Garrett Dehas. Brandon Kuntz at third base, the 1-0, across the heart of the plate for a strike, 1-1. Lake and Young is your shortstop, Seth Graves is at second, E.J. Taylor at first, Logan Rutledge is the catcher, and Matt Hopkins is the pitcher, the 1-1. Strike again, 1-2, 84 mile an hour fastball. Last year, the Oklahoma City Broncos graduated 11 players in their class. The 1-2 lofted outside 2-2, and six of them went on to play collegiate baseball at some level. So this is a Broncos program that's turned out some pretty good players over the years. The 2-2 got him on the outside corner. 81 mile an hour fastball works for the strikeout there. One up, one down for the Broncos. Elijah Brady is next. Good start for Hopkins, right, Brady?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to start with. Mostly fastballs there at 84-5. Even dropped down to 81 once.
His location, though, really good. And it continues to be really good as he starts off this at-bat by throwing a strike to Elijah Brady. Left-handed second baseman for the Broncos. The 0-1. Right there again for a strike. 86 on the radar gun that time for Matt Hopkins. Nothing in two the count. He winds and fires, and Brady has to top it foul back to the net. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bank of Kremlin. They have five locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Enid Majors. Member FDIC. Majors coach Chris Jensen goes and gives the baseball back to the umpire. The count is 0-2 to Elijah Brady. Logan Rutledge, the catcher, is out to have a word with Matt Hopkins on the mound. By the way, change for Chris Jensen today, Brady. He has shaved his beard.
He said he needed a little change. Just change it up a little bit.
I don't know that change is necessarily about him. He's a very superstitious person.
That has a lot to do with it.
I'm thinking that... He's thinking that maybe if he stays clean-shaven, maybe his team will turn it around. We'll see if it works for him. Conversation is over between Rutledge and Hopkins. Rutledge back behind home plate in the 0-2 to Elijah Brady. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Two strikeouts to begin the game for Major starting pitcher Matt Hopkins. Jared Boris is next. He is the catcher for today's game for the Broncos. He'll be standing in from the right side, working against the right-handed Matt Hopkins. Pretty good crowd on hand here. Some folks probably got off work early or maybe ended work and came out. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Probably have some more folks file in after we get past the 5 o'clock hour. The 0-1 sent over towards short. Lake and Young is there, plays it off a couple of hops, and throws out Boris to end the top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on for the Broncos. Oklahoma City Broncos and the Enid Majors, scoreless after one half inning. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Majors get off to a good start in the top of the first. Matt Hopkins strikes out two guys and gets Jared Boris to ground out to third, and we are scoreless heading to the bottom of one. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Jansen GMC. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid, and they're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Also by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile, at 811 West Randolph in Enid. Seth Graves will lead off the game for the Enid Majors. He's kind of worked his way into the leadoff spot for Enid. He's also been batting in the three hole at times. But he, this season, in the summer for the majors, is hitting 379, leads the team in hits at 22, also leads them in singles with 13, walks with 10, and runs scored with 18 of them. Also, he has stolen four bases, and he has really good team speed. A graduate of Edmond Memorial High School. First pitch to him from Benji LaPap, the starter for Oklahoma City. A strike across the heart of the plate, 0-1. The defense for the Broncos, Scotland Boys is in left field. The 0-1 whipped outside, 1-1. C.J. Jansen is the center fielder. Hayden Key is in right. Gabe Grisser at third base. Drew Sunby, the shortstop. Elijah Brady at second. Joseph Zajac at first. And that ball is driven into left by Seth Graves, and it will get over the head of Boyes and roll to the wall. Graves is rounding second. He's trying for three, and he will stand up getting three. A leadoff triple for Seth Graves. And for Seth this summer, that is his second triple for the majors. Jared Boris is the catcher. Benji LaPat, the pitcher. And Ben Marino comes up next. Ben is hitting 317, leads the team in singles with 13, tied for that lead with Graves and Garrett Dehas. Pitch to him, the lefty takes a strike from the right-handed Benji LaPat, 0-1.
Ben Marino has been swinging it pretty darn good, John.
He has been, and I've been really impressed with how fast he is on the base pass. A Hennessy High School graduate, the 0-1, and Marino hits it back to the net, 0-2. That was an 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Benji LaPat. Fourth time the majors and the Broncos have seen each other, and they will see each other again next week at the Northern Oklahoma Classic on July 6th. They'll play in the late game that day at 7:30. The Enid Plainsmen will also be playing in that tournament. The 0-2 to Marino as the wind starts to howl. Lofted outside, 1-2. Again, we mentioned in the pregame, the wind is going to be a big factor. It's blowing in heavily from the right field line. Watching all the players stand out there during the national anthem, you can see their jerseys and their pants just blowing all over the place. The 1-2, outside ball 2. LaPat's tried to work the outer part of the plate to stay away from Marino, and he's missed both times. Matt Connerly is in the on-deck circle. Majors didn't have him on Saturday and Sunday. The 2-2, and it's high ball 3. Connerly continues to deal with a bit of a back injury, but he's still able to be the DH and provides a lot of pop from the bat for the majors. The 3-2, and Marino fouls it off. Saw him hit a home run earlier this summer over the right field wall.
I really like our approach here, John, early, is making LaPat throw 9 pitches so far and 2 batters. I mean, that's a big improvement from the previous game.
3-2 to Ben, and Ben slaps it over to third, and it gets past Gabe Grisser into left. But that wasn't going to be able to be fielded by Grisser anyway. It'll be a single, and it scores Seth Graves, and the majors take an early 1-0 lead on the Oklahoma City Broncos. So that's a good start for the majors, and that's something, Brady, that's been a bit of a problem for them, getting off to good starts. Good to see him do it here.
It sure is, and Ben Marino's staying hot. I really like Ben Marino at the two-hole.
Matt Connerly batting third in the order, hitting 311 for the majors this summer. 9 runs scored, 9 driven in. Also has an on-base percentage of .429. The pitch. He drives this into left. Scotland Boy is coming over. It's going to go foul on him. 0-1.
And with a team like the Oklahoma City Broncos, John, you've already beat them 3 times. The best thing for you to do in game 4 is to get on them right away and let them know we got this one too.
Yep. Definitely agree with that. Garrett Dehas's dad, Justin Dehas, walking down over towards the dugout. I'm sure he's giving Garrett a little bit of a pep talk before he goes up there. Garrett's parents at every home game. Very supportive bunch. Connerly hits it off the mound, right into the shortstop's hands. Drew Sunby gets it and steps on the bag and throws out Connerly. That is a tough bounce for Matt Connerly. Well, all you can say to that, Brady, is that's baseball. That's a 6-3 double play, and there's 2 down for E.J. Taylor.
And it looked like a hit and run. Ben Marino was on the move and pulled the shortstop right up the middle, and that's the breaks the Enid Majors have been getting lately.
Yep. And if that ball probably doesn't hit the mound and goes straight into center field, we might not see that. Taylor is up. E.J. Taylor fouls this out of play to fall behind 0-1. E.J.'s been just the full package for the majors, leading them in batting average at .413, slugging percentage at .717, RBIs at 13. The 0-1 bounces to home plate, 1-1. Majors have a 1-0 lead early on over the Oklahoma City Broncos here. Bottom of the first, two outs. An RBI single by Ben Marino scores Seth Graves after Graves got a triple to start the ball game. The 1-1 to E.J., high and away, ball two, 2-1. And as usual, E.J. Taylor's dad out filming his son on his phone. In the heat, the 2-1 hit over to third, and that'll get through for a base hit. E.J. Taylor's hot streak continues. Last week, on the weekend, E.J. was 3 for 12, but he's 4 for his last 13 now after that base hit. He also drove in two RBIs that weekend. Garrett Diaz is next. Garrett didn't have the best of weekends. He went 1 for 8 with an RBI, but he is tied for the team lead in singles. Well, now he's behind, now E.J. Taylor has 10, so he's creeping up on Diaz. But Diaz has a .302 batting average. He has 9 driven in, and he has scored 13 runs. First pitch to him inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Also, Garrett pitched a little bit last week. Got to see what he could do on the mound. 1-0 offering. Taylor's going to try for second. Throw down there by the catcher, Boyce, and he will not get him. E.J. got a good jump and just slid on in safely. And for E.J., that is his third stolen base of the summer and puts another run for the majors potentially in scoring position. They already have a 1-0 advantage over the Broncos. Bottom of the first, two outs. 1-0 to Diaz. Good eye by Garrett again as he stays away from one that went upstairs. And it's 3 balls, no strikes.
Really love the patience here, John. Up to 20 pitches now to LaPorte, even with the double play.
3-0 offering. Hits the outside corner. 3 balls and a strike. Garrett steps out for a second. Gets some instructions from his third base coach, Richie Tarango. Justin Freeze is the first base coach today for the majors. 3-1, and Garrett draws a walk. Garrett showing excellent patience on that at bat, putting runners on first and second now for the majors with 2 outs in the bottom of the first as they hold a 1-0 lead. Clayton Masters is next. Masters last week went 3 for 11 and also had 3 runs batted in. And the pitch. Fouls it back to the net. 0-1. His batting average is .270. He has the most sacrificed hits on the team with 3. He has scored 5 runs. Has 8 singles, 2 doubles. Cimarron High School product. He'll be a senior there next year. The 0-1 pitch to Masters. Hits the outside corner from LaPorte. 0-2. LaPorte doesn't have a really strong fastball. It's been in the high 70s, maybe low 80s. But it's definitely hittable for the majors. Should Masters stay alive, we'll see Brandon Kuntz. The 0-2, good eye by Clayton as it was way high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Taylor a small lead at second, small lead at first as well for Garrett Diaz. And the 1-2 pitch. Just a bit outside, 2-2, 60 miles an hour from Benji LaPorte.
And LaPorte looks like he's having a little trouble with his off-speed here early, John, only able to locate the fastball.
2-2, he goes back to the fastball and strikes out Clayton Masters. But the Enid Majors do some nice damage there in that first inning. They get a run on 3 hits with no errors. They do leave 2 men on base, but they lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 1-0 after 1. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
After one inning of play, the Enid Majors hold a 1-0 lead on the Oklahoma City Broncos. An RBI single by Ben Marino scored Seth Graves after Graves got on with a leadoff triple. Majors Baseball brought to you by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing today. Joseph Sajak is up. I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing that kid's name all night. I'll just say it right now. Pitch low and outside. 1-0, no strikes from Matt Hopkins. Sajak. That's good. We'll go with that. Kind of like Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune. We'll
there
just go
you
with
go.
That one. 1-0. He cuts on and misses that one. 1-1. It is a hot, humid day in downtown Enid. Temperature is 97 degrees. Wind is blowing in from the right field line. The 1-1 blankets the outside corner. 1-0, two strikes.
88 on that pitch by Hopkins on the outside corner. That's a tough pitch for anybody to hit there, John.
The 1-2. Got him to swing and miss, and Matt Hopkins is on fire to start this one. Three strikeouts in an inning and a third. Gabe Grisser is next.
Number 42, Gabe Grisser.
Grisser, a right-hander. Also, Matt Hopkins is a righty, too, and he is really clicking to start this one. First pitch to Grisser. Outside for ball one. Grisser will be a senior next year. All of these kids, by the way, for the Broncos, homeschool kids. The 1-0, he went around too late. I think he had swinger's remorse there. I don't think he wanted to do that, but he ended up doing just that. 1-0, one strike. The 1-1, down the heart of the plate for a strike again from Matt Hopkins. 85 miles an hour. His fastball has been topping out around 88. The 1-2, Grisser chops it, but foul over towards the Broncos dugout. And this is where it's nice to be the majors, Brady, getting to sit in that first base dugout with the sun behind you.
Oh, yeah. I know Coach Jensen probably thought about that one.
Oh, he's definitely more than thought about it. He's wanted that from the start. The 1-2, he hits back to the wall. Keep the count at 1-0, two strikes.
And you know something to be a little interesting here, John? 22-mile-an-hour difference between that pitch. 63 to 85,
yeah,
on that. That's tough.
The 1-2, and Grisser drops it back to the net again. Hopkins went back to his fastball, and Grisser responded with it. So the Broncos and the Majors both under 500. Broncos 17-19. Majors 11-15. The 1-2 blocked at home plate by Logan Rutledge, who had to slide outside to get it. 2-2. 71-mile-an-hour pitch. We're in the top of the second inning. 1-0 lead for the Enid Majors. They got three hits in the bottom of the first. The 2-2, Grisser slaps it over to second. Gloved well by Graves, and he will throw out Gabe Grisser for the second out of the inning. Majors Baseball also brought to you in part by the Bike Shop. It's Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. It's pitcher versus pitcher now as Benji LaPat will step up to face Matt Hopkins, and Hopkins rifles in a strike to Benji. 0-1. The next pitch, way outside, 1-1. Yep, we got a train coming in from the right field line, and looks like it's a pretty long one, so it'll take a while. The 1-1 pitch. almost in the exact same spot as the previous pitch, 2-1. But Hopkins continues to throw hard, 86 miles an hour. 2-1. Got it on the inside corner that time at 84 on the gun. 2-2. Hopkins trying to retire the side here in the top of the second, which he does. He strikes out Benji LaPat looking. Four strikeouts in the game already for Matt Hopkins. And we go to the bottom of the second with the Enid Majors on top of the Oklahoma City Broncos, 1-0. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And they lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. The 7-8-9 portion of the order is coming up for the Enid Majors. Brandon Kuntz, Logan Rutledge, and Lakin Young. Kuntz last week against Bartlesville, Fort Smith, and also, again, in those series, he was 0-for-1 and he had a walk. And so far this summer, he's hitting .269. Pitch to him, outside and low from Benji LaPat. 1-0 the count. Kuntz will be a junior at Cimarron High School next year. A 1-0 pitch. High and inside, 2-0 to Brandon. Brandon's former coach, Trey Sims, in the house. The outgoing Cimarron baseball coach is headed to Putnam City West next year to be an assistant. He's out to watch his players, Brandon Kuntz being one of them, and now Wade Sunby, the head coach for the Broncos, needs to have a word with Benji LaPat. Also proud to sponsor the Enid Majors this summer is Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving Enid and serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them today at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, LattisawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. So Wade Sunby just trying to give a pep talk to Benji LaPat here. As LaPat is behind in the count to Brandon Kuntz, 2 balls, no strikes.
Well, Pat really hasn't got ahead in the count yet. I don't think to one batter yet.
He hasn't. And the Majors are taking advantage of it, waiting until they see a pitch they like. The 2-0 to Brandon Kuntz comes in low at his ankles. 3 balls, no strikes. So LaPat continues to make Brandon's job pretty easy. Brandon taking the whole way this time, and LaPat delivers a fastball in for a strike. But again, Brady, only 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I really like the patience by the Enid Majors with that.
3-1, and Brandon watches it go through the legs of the catcher for ball four. Jared Boris was able to eventually pick it up behind the dish, but it was ball four anyway. Nobody was on base yet since we just started the inning. And Logan Rutledge is up next. Logan had a tough week last weekend. I mean, he struggled. He was 0-for-10. He struck out 5 times and had a walk. He's batting just 162 on the summer. The pitch to him, lays a bunt down right in front of home plate. Benji LaPat picks it up and makes the easy play to first base. Koontz was already on his way to second. But Logan Rutledge, though, sacrifices him over there. And that is the first sacrifice hit of the summer for Logan Rutledge, and it's a very good one. Lakin Young is next. Young batting 189. He'll be a junior next year at Pioneer High School. Last week, Lakin Young was 1-for-9 with 2 runs batted in, and the pitch is high to him. 1 ball, no strikes from Benji LaPat to Young. Majors lead it 1-0, one out, bottom of the second. Next pitch, and Young rips and misses, 1-1. LaPat looks back at second. Now delivers the pitch to Young, and it's low, ball 2-1. Majors continue to put the pressure on the Broncos, getting another base runner on. They already have a run on 3 hits in the game. Broncos don't have a hit yet. Lakin Young just got a hit as he bloops that over Elijah Brady's head into right. Coming up with it, Hayden Key. He throws home to try to get Brandon Koontz, and he slides in safely. Lakin Young with his third RBI in less than a week puts the Enid Majors up 2-0. And for Lakin, that is his fourth RBI of the summer. And back to the top of the order we go with Seth Graves, who already has a triple and a run scored in this one. Over at first base is Lakin Young, setting and the pitch. There's a strike from Benji LaPat, 0-1. Majors already have 3 wins over the Oklahoma City Broncos this year, trying to make it number 4 and also get back on the winning side. They've dropped 8 of their last 9 games. The 0-1 outside, throw to second base, trying to get Lakin Young, and they do get him. It was a good throw by Jared Boris, the catcher, right to Drew Sunby, the shortstop, and Lakin Young is caught stealing. 2 down in the inning with the bases clear and the count 1-1 to Seth Graves.
Hey, John, how many hits did you say the Broncos had earlier?
0.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty superstitious.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I don't know who's more superstitious, you or Jensen. Although you didn't, cut your hair when you guys had won 13 games in a row at Drummond for basketball one time?
Yeah, I didn't cut my hair for 13 games, and it got so long I couldn't see, so I had to cut it. And we ended up losing the next night, and they all blamed me for it.
And the 3-1 to Graves, he just got walked, ball 4. So another at-bat where patience pays off for an Enid Major. And for Seth Graves, he now is the team leader in walks with 11 of them. Ben Marino, 1-for-1 in this game with a single. Majors coach Chris Jensen having a word with Matt Connerly in the on-deck circle. We'll see Connerly come up if Marino can get on here, who's already 1-for-1 in this game with an RBI. Majors 2. The Oklahoma City Broncos, nothing here in the bottom of 2, 2 outs. Fastball to Marino, way outside from Benji LaPat, 1 ball, no strikes. Marino a lefty, and Connerly is a lefty as well. All 3 lefties at the top of the majors order today. And there goes Graves for second base, pitches low, Graves goes down there, and he just got tagged out by Drew Sunby. And how about Jared Boris, the catcher for the Oklahoma City Broncos, throwing out 2 guys in that inning. The Majors get a run on a hit with no errors and nobody left on base. They lead the Broncos 2-0 heading to the third. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And we're back here with the Enid Majors up 2-0 over the Oklahoma City Broncos as we go to the top of the third. Matt Hopkins is dealing as we speak right now. Hayden Key will lead off, the right fielder, then C.J. Jansen, the center fielder, and then the left fielder, Scotland Boys, will be up third. Hayden Key has not batted yet. This will be his first at bat. Outside corner, strike one at 83 miles an hour. Fastball. Second pitch, fouled off back to the net. A little late on the 84 mile an hour fastball by Matt Hopkins. So Hopkins is really dealing here, John.
Yes, he is. He's looked awfully good. Four strikeouts in two innings.
As Key fouls it off again.
Key's one of the youngest guys on this Broncos roster, Brady. A sophomore. There's a few sophomores, but it's mostly juniors and seniors with these Broncos. But he's one of the younger ones.
As the pitch. Fouled off again on the left side.
He's been behind a lot of these pitches, but that one he almost took out a couple of his teammates over in the Bronco dugout.
As the umpire tosses Hopkins back a new ball. Sometimes they like to check the baseball after getting hit off the brick wall here at David Allen Memorial Ballpark. It might scuff him up and give the pitcher an advantage.
Yep.
So, 0-2 the count. Majors lead 2-0 over the Broncos here in the third. Curveball in the outside corner, just a little outside at 66. Boy, that looked pretty good.
Well, that's definitely a pitch that Hopkins can go back to because we saw that that curveball of his has movement on it.
Fastball swung on and missed by Key, and high throw by Rutledge on the drop third strike, but E.J. Taylor can get it, and there's one out as Key, Hayden Key, goes down swinging, and that is the fifth strikeout. I apologize there.
You're right.
By Hopkins, and he's dealing.
It didn't look like much of a drop third strike, though. I mean, you kind of had the sense that Rutledge had his hand on that one, though.
Yeah. And he comes back again with a strike. Strike one there by Hopkins to Jansen as Hopkins continues to get ahead of these Broncos hitters. And the pitch, a little bit inside on the fastball there. So 1-1, one out, top of the third inning, 2-0 Enid Majors. As Hopkins gets his windup, pitch. Ball hit left side, looks like it'll get out of play. So now 1-2 the count to Jansen. As Hopkins has set down seven straight Broncos hitters. Can he make it eight straight with this pitch?
Let's hope so. Jansen, by the way, bats left-handed, throws right-handed.
And the pitch, change-up, and there's a hit up the middle by Jansen as he reached out and kind of poked it up the middle. And just a nice piece of hitting there by Jansen.
Yeah, Seth Graves was kind of pulled a little bit over to his right, and he made a good effort to try to go over there and get there, but Jansen just put it right in the part of the infield where there was nobody.
And that brings up Scotland Boys, the left fielder, the nine hole. So that broke up the no-hitter, John. Did you jinx it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did I or did you?
Well, I didn't say anything. And the pickoff by Hopkins, keeping him honest over there. And back on the mound is Hopkins. Pretty good lead by Jansen. And the pitch, strike one to Boys.
Yeah, so let's see if he gets rattled by this poke hit by Jansen.
And the pick back over to first is safe. by Jansen.
Yeah, that was actually a really good move by Jansen. In fact, Taylor almost got the tag down in time, so Jansen just dodged a big bullet.
Fair size lead now by Jansen. And the pitch? Just on the outside corner, but he's going to call that a ball. So he runs the count to 1-1 with one out, top of the third. 2-0 Eden Majors. Oklahoma City Broncos have one hit only, and that was Jansen just a second ago. And the pickoff again. And Hopkins is really keeping Jansen honest over there, isn't he,
Jordan? Yeah, and he's really coming close. Jansen's living dangerously, getting really far away from first base.
And the pitch inside, fastball, couldn't catch up to it by Boys, and it goes 1-2 now to Boys. Eden Majors have four hits on the afternoon, and two innings. They lead 2-0. And the pitch, ball down, throw down, runner runs, and he got Jansen as he tried to steal second base. Lake and Young put the tag on him, and a nice throw by Logan Rutledge to get the second out of the inning there.
How about the play from the catchers on both of these teams today?
I was about to say that, John.
Really good.
So the 2-2 pitch by Hopkins, fouled off by Boyce.
And when you say fouled off, I mean, I think he barely got any piece of that baseball to stay alive.
Yeah, and that was a fastball, 84 miles an hour in the outer half. And, yeah, he got a little bit of wood on it, but enough wood to Rutledge couldn't catch it. And the 2-2 is outside with a curveball. So the count will get moved to 3-2 with two outs here in the top of the third as the Eden Majors lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 2-0. And Boys, their nine-hole hitter, smokes one up the middle, line drive. And Ben Marino will field it and throw it in to Seth Graves. And that'll be the second hit by the Oklahoma City Broncos as Boys lines one into center.
And that was Hopkins' 40th pitch, but, you know, maybe the Broncos starting to figure him out a little bit. But I think part of the reason that Jensen went with Hopkins tonight in the pitching lineup to have him go out there and start is because the Broncos haven't seen Hopkins. This is his first time that the Broncos have seen him since he was added last week.
And the first pitch to the leadoff man, Sunby, is a ball on the inner half. Sunby's a shortstop. He struck out his first time leading off in the first inning. And another pickoff, and that was awfully close, John. That was awfully close.
That was his closest one yet, and first baseman E.J. Taylor was so convinced that he had him picked off that he, you know, stuck his glove up to the umpire and said, come on. But infield umpire said no. But that umpire better keep close watch over there because Hopkins has been very close.
And the 1-0 ball two on the inner half at 85. So he's still throwing fairly hard, Hopkins is. But boy, he is really keeping those runners honest over at first base. As Scott Boys, the left fielder, is still at first base. Fairly big lead. And the pitch swung on and missed by Sunby. Bringing the count 2-1 with two outs here in the top of the third inning. Eden Majors up 2-0. Sunby taps the plate. And Boys takes off and fouled off. Looked like there was a hit and run there, 2-1 count. And Sunby just fought it off to save possibly Boys from getting thrown out there.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of had to go after it and protect the plate a little bit. Pitch was coming down the heart of the plate, so needed to go after it.
2-2, two outs. And the pitch by Hopkins. Curveball, strike him out. And we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. So one run left on base, two hits, no runs, and the Eden Majors still up 2-0. We'll go to the bottom of the third, and we'll be back in just a second. And we'll keep it here. And sponsors of the Eden Majors, Godfather's Pizza, 2101 West O&K Garriott Road, voted best pizza in Enid. Also sponsor, the Bank of Kremlin has five locations to serve you. Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know. The Bank of Kremlin, proud to support the Majors. Member, FDIC. So, Matt Hopkins, really impressive early, John.
Yeah, he is. 46 pitches in. Just the two hits given up, really. So, yeah, just have, has done an excellent job showing his command. And, you know this, Brady, in the first two innings, things just really went his way. But eventually in baseball, the law of averages catch up to you, and you're going to have to fight through some adversity. And he had to do some of that in the top of the third, and he handled it really well.
Yeah, he sure did. I thought that little poke single by Jansen was really going to get him going, but then Rutledge, the catchers tonight,
yep,
really made some good plays. As Jared Boers have really played good catcher too. He's thrown two or three runners out,
yep,
tonight.
Yeah, so he's thrown two out already, so they majors are off to a good start. And I think once you get off to a good start like they did in the first two innings, sometimes that early good feeling can sustain you going forward.
Yeah, I think so as well. As Ben Marino will lead off the center fielder, and he had a single last time at bat. And then Matt Connerly, the designated hitter, and then E.J. Taylor, the first baseman, who also singled in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
So the majors lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third, as LaPlatte throws a first pitch fastball in the outer half to Ben Marino for strike one, 0-1 the count. And the pitch to Marino. Ground ball hit, diving play by the second baseman, Elijah Brady.
And he doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it. But what a play and an effort. And I think that's a hit, John.
I think you're right, Brady.
I think he's going to call that a hit there. And they're going to call it an error on the scoreboard, so it's going to be an E4 by Elijah Brady. But a heck of an effort there. That was a pretty questionable call of the error there, but
I'm making an executive decision. I'm overruling the scoreboard. That's a hit.
Oh, we'll count Matt Connerly. He lines it into center field. And C.J. Jansen runs it down in left center, as Ben Marino has to run back as he was almost halfway to second base. So he goes all the way back to first base and gets in there fairly safe, because Ben Marino has a lot of speed over there.
Yes, he does. But even though Connerly has bounced out, has been out twice, I like the way he's hitting the ball. You know, you kind of wonder with his back situation how he was going to do. I mean, he's making good contact, though. Sooner or later, those balls are going to drop for him.
As Ben Marino takes off on the pitch, slides in, and gets under the tag, as Ben Marino will steal a base here and move to second base. And that was ball one on E.J. Taylor, fastball low there. So it's 1-0, one out. Ben Marino on second, 2-0 majors lead. And the pitch, oh, about hit him on the shoulder there, but that'll be a ball. So 2-0 to E.J. Taylor, as LaPlatte about hit E.J. Taylor there with a 74-mile-an-hour fastball.
Ben Marino, the second majors player, to steal a base tonight.
In the pitch, high and outside, ball three, E.J. Taylor. So it looks like they're really pitching around E.J. Taylor.
Yeah, they're definitely staying away from him. I'm sure they've seen him a lot. They've seen how much he can hit with power, and they just want to be cautious.
In the pitch, strike one right down the middle. So 3-1. If I remember right, E.J. Taylor's last single was kind of on the outer half. He had to reach for it and still poked it through the 5 and 6 hole between short and third. So E.J. Taylor, a good hitter here, as he fouls one back right behind us onto the street. So it's full count, one out. Ben Marino on second. Enid Majors up 2-0. Enid Majors have 5 hits. We're going to roll Ben Marino with a hit there in this bottom of the third inning here. So 3-2 to Taylor on the outer half. And boy, that was a tough one to take for E.J. Taylor, but they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt there. Ball four to E.J. Taylor. And that'll be first and second with one out. And Garrett Dehas is up, and he walked his last at bat. He's playing right field tonight.
Yep, he's been one of the guys that the majors have moved around a little bit. He's pitched, he's played third base, he's played in the left field, he's played in right field. But that's great for him. He'll be a junior next year, so all the experience he can get, the better.
And he swings on a miss on a 74-mile-an-hour fastball right down the heart of the plate. And I bet Garrett Dehas is kind of kicking himself there, as that was a pitch he probably wish he could have back. So first and second, bottom of the third inning, one out, 0-1. And another strike comes right back at Dehas to make it 0-2 by LaPlatte on the mound. 6'4", I'd say LaPlatte is. Really tall kid out there.
He's going to be a junior next year. And the pitch by LaPat again. Lines in between short and third by Garrett Dehas. Up is Scotland Boys with it, and he'll hit the cutoff man at third base, Gabe Grisser. And now the bases will be loaded. So Ben Marino goes to third base. EJ Taylor goes to second base. And the single by Garrett Dehas will make him go to first base. So now Clayton Masters up with the bases loaded and one out. And he struck out his last at bat, so really wants some redemption here.
And he'll have to do it with the wind gust just picking right back up at him.
And ball one. And, John, you notice EJ Taylor out there. Looks like he's giving him a hand signal. I wonder if the catcher's only given one sign there. See, he opens his hand up there. 1-0 ground to ball, second baseman on to shortstop, and a double play. Throws it on to first base. Elijah Brady threw it to Drew Sunby, and on the first base to Joseph Zazak. And that'll be a double play with the bases loaded. So the Indian Majors leave two on. They get two hits and no errors. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Oklahoma City trails Enid 2-0.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance. 90 years strong with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We're back with Enid Majors Baseball as Oklahoma City Broncos trail the Enid Majors 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning, and we'll have the 2, 3, and 4 batters for the Oklahoma City Broncos as Matt Hopkins has just dominated this Broncos lineup. Has three scoreless innings and only two hits given up.
Yeah,
Hopkins.
He's looked awfully good, but as you know in baseball, Brady, that can change in a heartbeat. And the majors didn't exactly end the last inning, I'm sure, the way they wanted to. Bases loaded, inning on a double play.
And a shot back to Hopkins, and he snags it on the right side of him and throws it on to E.J. Taylor for the first out. So one pitch, one out. That'll be a 1-3 put out by Matt Hopkins. So now Jared Boers had a shortstop ground out. His last at bat, he's the catcher, has shown some awesomeness defense.
Yes, he has.
On the other side of the ball.
Yeah, his catching and his throwing on the base paths have been great.
Second pitch bounced over to Lake and Young at shortstop and over to E.J. Taylor. So Jared Boers goes 6-3, and now two outs, two pitches. John, got to be taken
yeah,
here,
that's,
you think.
Got to feel great if you are Matt Hopkins there. He hasn't even pitched 50 pitches yet, and he's already almost through four.
Now number 78, a unique number, the first baseman, Joseph Zazak.
That is becoming a big theme this summer.
It really is.
Guys wearing really big numbers.
And Zazak swings on the first pitch after the first two batters went first pitch swinging.
Yeah.
Hopkins' second pitch, swing and a miss at 84 miles an hour. So 0-2, two outs. Hopkins still looking impressive. Zazak struck out in the second inning, and he fouls one down the right field side. Looks like it'll get on the road.
Well, he's kind of had to swing at these pitches because Hopkins has put them nowhere but the strike zone. So,
yeah, Hopkins is coming right at these Broncos hitters. 0-2 and the pitch. And looks like a broken bat to Lakin Young. He fields it on to E.J. Taylor. Nice stretch over there. So 1-2-3 inning by Hopkins to set him down. and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Enid Majors lead 2-0. This is Enid Majors Baseball with CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We are back here at David Almora Ballpark for more Enid Majors Baseball. As Enid Majors lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning on a very windy afternoon. Enid Majors brought to you by Jansen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid and are proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen's GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. So here in the bottom of the fourth, we'll lead off Clayton Masters, the left fielder, Brandon Coots, the third baseman, and Logan Rutledge, the catcher.
Well, actually, it'll be Coots leading off. Masters grounded into the double play to end the third. And that was actually a tough one to take for the Majors because they got the bases loaded. And I think they were really close to getting Benji LaPat to crack there. So let's see if they can get back up in the fourth and do what they did in the third, only this time get runners home.
As the first pitch to Coons is ball inside.
65th pitch right there for Benji LaPat.
So pitch count up in the bottom of the fourth inning here. LaPat, ball outside, so 2-0. As this Enid Majors lineup has been very patient with LaPat, and that's the reason why LaPat's pitch count is so high, the 2-0. Fouled off. Looks like it's going to go over to the batting cages in the bullpen right behind the Enid Majors dugout. So 2-1 to Coons here. As the Enid Majors really have had two double plays that have really killed them hitting. As Coons hits it to the shortstop or second baseman Elijah Brady, and he will make the grab. Softly hit ball. Looked like Coons got a little jam there.
It looked like that's what LaPat wanted to do. Threw it on the inside part of the plate, tried to get him to get jammed there. And that's exactly, he got the end result he wanted.
Now bring up Logan Rutledge, the catcher, as he had a sacrifice bunt back in the second inning. And first pitch is on the money there, 0-1 to Rutledge.
Now LaPat looks like a new man out there. He's throwing with a lot of confidence right now.
And ball outside, 1-1. Yeah, you're right, John. He's really throwing a little bit better here. A lot of confidence.
I think getting out of a jam like the one he had will do that to you.
And the 1-1. Ball high. Make it 2-1. Enid Majors lead Oklahoma City Broncos 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1, one out. Logan Rutledge at the plate. Nobody on. And a swing and a miss.
He did have a sacrifice bunt, though, back in the second. And they're trying to get this guy going at the plate. It just hasn't quite happened yet. Unfortunately, with nobody on base, you know, right now, the bunt's not really a part of the equation here.
2-2. On the outside, about 3 inches off the plate, and they'll call that a ball. So 3-2, one out, nobody on. And LaPat, how many pitches is he up to now, Joe?
73.
73 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Melway Rutledge took a hack at that one, and he'll foul it right back. As a player, I always felt pretty good when I fouled it right back. That usually means you're on it. You just missed it.
Mm-hmm.
So Logan Rutledge just missed that pitch, and here's the 3-2. Ball inside, and he'll take ball four there. So Rutledge walks, and that'll be Enid's third walk of the night.
So we'll have a courtesy runner. Looks like number four, Isaac Hempfling out of Cimarron, will run for Logan Rutledge. And that'll bring up the shortstop, number 29, Lakin Young.
Hempfling's been called on to courtesy run a few times. And fittingly, being from Cimarron, whose colors are blue and white, Isaac's wearing a blue helmet.
Lakin Young just batting 189 on the year, but did have a hit earlier in the game. So that batting average will rise. Hempfling, not a big lead. Strike one on the outside corner to Lakin Young. Make it 0-1.
There's also one piece of trash out in right center that just keeps floating around, this white bag. The center fielder, C.J. Jansen, tried to grab it when he came out during warm-ups, and he couldn't get it.
The 0-1 inside about hit Lakin Young. So that'll be 1-1 with one out still here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Hempfling on first base, which is running for Logan Rutledge, which walked just a second ago. LaPat pauses in the pitch. Good pitch there. 1-2, a strike on the outside corner. Lakin Young just had to look at it.
Well, not only does Lakin Young have a hit in the game, he also has an RBI. Drove home Brandon Koontz back in the second.
1-2 the count. And the pitch by LaPat, and that'll be outside, so that'll be ball two. 2-2 to Lakin Young.
He's at 82 pitches now.
As we see the pitch count rise, as John just said, we ought to see some bullpen action by the Oklahoma City Broncos. And off the end of the bat by Lakin Young, and it'll get up in the seats down the right field line.
Now remember, these two teams are going to play in the Connie Mack State Tournament later in July, so they're playing by Connie Mack State Tournament rules, which I believe has the 105 pitch count, so I don't know if he'll decide to go by that.
And the runner takes off, Hempfling takes off, and he's going to call him safe. The ball beat him there, which was a nice throw by Jared Boers, but just couldn't get the tag on was Elijah Brady, and Hempfling with a nice slide there, John.
Well, you can tell that's exactly why Isaac was brought in to courtesy run over there at first base. His speed can be a weapon, and he got a great jump on it. But again, Boers has shown that he's got a very capable arm behind home plate. So it was not going to be an easy theft for Isaac Hempfling if he wanted to steal second. It wasn't, but he was able to get there.
And Lakin Young steps back in the box. Full count, one out. Hempfling on second. Ian Majors lead Oklahoma City Broncos 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitch, and then on the outside corner, umpire rings up Lakin Young.
He was pretty convinced it was going to be ball four, so he was heading to first base, and the umpire said not so fast.
Yeah, it was probably a ball or two on the outside corner, tough pitch, and it could have went either way, and the umpire saw it one way. So that'll bring up two outs, and bring up Seth Graves, the second baseman, and he'll look at ball one. Seth Graves led off the game with a triple and then scored on Ben Marino's RBI single the next at bat. The 1-0. Lined in the center. It's going to get down as C.J. Jansen dives, and Hempfling will score, and Graves jogs into second base as Hayden Key had to run over and pick up the ball because C.J. Jansen laid out. And clear, frankly, I don't even think he touched the ball, but he made a heck of a dive. But that'll be a stand-up double for Seth Graves with an RBI.
Yeah, and really, Graves has been doing that all summer, just putting the ball right where he needs to put it and right where the shortstop and the center fielder were not. Brady and Jansen both went after it. You got to applaud Jansen's effort, but Graves just dropped it in for a hit.
Bring up Ben Marino. 2-for-2 on the evening. He'll look at ball one in the dirt from LaPat. So a controversial third inning hit by Ben Marino. We called it a hit, John and I up here in the booth, and the scores called it an error. But we're going to go with a hit, right, John?
Yeah, we are. We are.
And the pitch?
We can argue about it with Chris Morales later.
Hits by Jared Boers, and Seth Graves will go to third base. I think that'll be a wild pitch.
Yeah, it was.
So Seth Graves will go to third base here with two outs. Ben Marino with a 2-0 count. Ina Majors have already scored one run here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
and they lead Oklahoma City Broncos 3-0 as the Enid Majors have 7 hits now through 3 2/3 innings. And the 2-0, Mitt Moreno swings on it and hits it right, chopper right at the first baseman, and Joseph Zazek beats Ben Marino, the speedy Ben Marino, over first base. So, the Indian Majors get one run on 3 hits, no errors, and the Indian Majors lead Oklahoma City Bronco 3-0. This is Indian Majors Baseball, brought to you by CTV Sports.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We've played 4 innings at David Allen Ballpark, and the Enid Majors lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 3-0. I'm John Herrick, along with Brady Kokajohn up in the booth, and Jance Davis, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile, at 811 West Randolph in Enid. Majors tacked on another run there in the bottom of the fourth to make it 3-0. Broncos went down quickly in the top of the fourth. Gabe Grisser starts us off and takes a called strike from Matt Hopkins. 0-1. Grisser is 0-for-1 in this game with a bounce out to second. Kicking the deal. Strike. 0-2. Hopkins, I think one thing that's nice about him is he got to sit and enjoy a little bit of a break there in that bottom of the fourth and rest up a little bit. The 0-2, outside, ball one. In that inning, the man who came home to score was Logan Rutledge's courtesy runner, Isaac Hempfling. He came across on an RBI double from Seth Graves. And the pitch to Grisser. He drives this down the right field line, but it gets foul. Up over towards Majors coach Chris Jensen's office. I get to go find a souvenir. Actually, he's sending a couple of little kids to go track it down. Fourth time these two teams have played each other this year. The 1-2 is up and in for ball two.
87 on that one, John.
That's really good to see that this late in the game as we're in the fifth and Hopkins still throwing it that well. The 2-2 pulled back to the net, and it'll stay 2-2. Majors have out hit the Oklahoma City Broncos in this game, 7-2. I was talking to Oklahoma City Broncos coach Wade Sunby before the game, and he said, really, the toughest one for them to take, the 2-2 pitch, low, ball three, was the game that they had against the Majors out at Woodward. They won the game 4-1, the Majors did, but Sunby felt like that was the closest they've been with the Majors and felt like they had them, but just couldn't execute. 3-2, skied up in the air, over towards the Majors dugout. E.J. Taylor chasing after it, but it rolls in to foul ground. So, good effort by Taylor, just ran out of room.
Yeah, it's always a tough play there, even if it was playable for E.J. Taylor over there. You got to find the wall. I mean,
don't want to hit it too hard.
Don't want to hit it too hard. Don't want to go over it, but sometimes you just got to. But that was uncatchable by E.J. Taylor, nevertheless.
And it's a full count to Gabe Grisser. Rocking the fire from Hopkins, and he got Grisser to chase a curveball that was high. But when you're used to seeing that 88-mile-an-hour fastball and he comes back with that at 64, boy, that speed change really fooled Gabe, and there's one down in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, 24-mile-an-hour difference is very tough as a hitter, John.
3-0 majors. Benji LaPat fouls the first pitch back from Hopkins to the screen. He struck out looking in the second, and his strikeout there ended the second.
7 strikeouts now by Hopkins through four and a third.
4 and a third. 0-1. Ripping a miss again. He could be on his way to number 8 here, 0-2.
Just think, John, if you wouldn't have said anything about the no-hit, maybe Hopkins would have a no-hitter going right now.
I know. Pitch low and outside, 1-2. I know. I don't think you said anything either. Gee, you're totally innocent in that.
I know.
Oh, God. 1-2 offering, low and outside, 2-2.
I just wanted the fans back home to know why Hopkins might have lost the no-hitter.
Right, but I seem to recall you saying, oh, Hopkins has retired 7 straight. Can he make it 8? And then on the next play is when he gave up his first hit.
I guess
I'll take
been
part of the blame, okay. But I think you have to share in some of that as well.
So between games, we're gonna have to go talk to Chris Jensen.
Oh, and God,
yeah. And I just can't wait to hear from him. I know he's gonna be on my side.
He will.
He's gonna be on my side.
I didn't play for him for 4 years like you did, so he'll blame me. Umpire was checking that baseball. I'll give it back to Hopkins after. Well, Pat fouled it off. Majors 3, the Oklahoma City Broncos 0, 1 out in the top of the 5th. Hopkins wheels and deals again, and LaPat puts it in play over to 3rd. Brandon Kuntz fields it on to 1st. The throw is high, but Taylor hauls it in and steps on the bag for out number 2. Hayden Key is next. He led off the 3rd inning with a strikeout swinging. Majors Baseball, also brought to you in part by Kuntz Roofing. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call Kuntz Roofing today at 580-541-3155. And Broncos coach Wade Sundby was all the way out on the field, over towards the Majors dugout to say something to him. And whatever it is, it's okay, I guess.
E.J. Taylor is a big asset to the Majors over at first base with his glove.
He is. And he's made some tough plays over there. Hayden Key takes the ball high and away. 1 ball, no strikes. 86 miles an hour. Hopkins continues to throw hard. And the next pitch. Strike. 1-1. Okay, I think he was just looking at a sub there. Now, he added somebody late as a strike is thrown. He added, Coach Sundby texted me before this game, Andrew Minard is a sub that he's putting in. He's number 39, so if we see a number 39 come in, it's Andrew Minard. He was added right before the game started. The 1-2, chased and missed by Hopkins, and another 1-2-3 inning for the Enid Majors defense as they force the Broncos to go down quickly. And through 4.5, it's the Enid Majors 3 and the Oklahoma City Broncos 0. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer for only $79.95. Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
To the bottom of the fifth we go, and the Enid Majors lead it 3-0 over the Oklahoma City Broncos. They've led from the outset. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by The Bike Shop. They're Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at The Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah that you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at The Bike Shop. Also, to no surprise, Majors coach Chris Jensen blames me for the no-hitter being given up, which we're going to have a new pitcher here for the Oklahoma City Broncos. Ben Marino will start off the inning for Enid.
Which you shouldn't have been surprised.
No, I mean, absolutely not.
Arguably, my argument was a lot better than yours, John, I think.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so Andrew Minard, who I mentioned was added as a late sub right before the game, is now pitching for the Oklahoma City Broncos. Matt Connerly is up, and the count is 1-1 to him. Connerly 0-2 in this game. He's had two loud outs, I'd call it. 6-3 double play, and then also a fly out to center. The 1-1. Outside, 2-1. So Benji LaPat goes four innings. He had five walks, two strikeouts, 2-1 to Matt. Hit him in the leg. And for Matt Connerly, that is the second time this summer that he's been hit by a pitch. And other numbers, LaPat ended up giving up three runs, all of which were earned, and also seven hits. He had one wild pitch, did not hit anybody, but he's in line to take the loss. Majors 3. And the Broncos nothing, with E.J. Taylor coming up after Connerly gets hit by a pitch. He's reached base safely twice. A single and a walk, and he takes ball one. So after this game, the Broncos will play Newton, Kansas at 6. And then after that one, we'll be back here for the nightcap as the Majors play Newton, Kansas. The 1-0 to E.J. threw there for a strike, 1-1. Hi, Andrew Minard. Minard's next pitch, a breaking ball up and in, 2-1 to E.J. E.J.'s patience has been also very impressive. The 2-1 offering is high, ball three. One thing I like about E.J., he just doesn't force anything. He's just...
He really doesn't.
Lets it come to him.
Yep, he's very patient.
3-1. Way outside, and it goes off the catcher's glove into the wall, which will allow Connerly to go to second. Of course, it was a walk anyway.
Not the way you want to start the game if you're Andrew Minard.
Yeah. Garrett Dehas is next. He, like E.J. Taylor, in his first two at-bats, had a walk and a single. Only reverse it, he had to walk in the first and singled in the third, and he looks high for ball one. So the Majors, again showing their patience, getting two guys on base without getting a hit. Connerly gets hit by a pitch, and Taylor draws a walk. Bottom of the fifth, 3-0 Majors, nobody out. Pitches low to Dehas, 2-0.
As Richie Tarango tells Dehas, hey, make sure it's in there. It's on the corners, take it.
And after he gives Dehas instructions, he gives some instructions to his runners on base, and the ball comes high and in, almost hits Dehas in the face. 3-0.
Richie Tarango still 100% on the year.
Yep, he is.
As he sent Seth Graves home earlier.
And Brandon Kuntz.
And Kuntz.
Those both worked out great for the Majors. The 3-0 to Garrett, and he draws a walk. And the walk has not helped the Broncos pitching staff. Benji LaPat had five walks, and now Andrew Minard has two just in the short amount of time he has been in the game and has yet to retire a batter. Minard has put Connerly now on third, Taylor on second, Garrett Dehas on first, and Wade Sunby, the head coach for the Broncos, is out to talk to Minard on the mound. While he does that, we'll remind you that Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. And also brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Find Godfather's at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Conversation is over on the mound. Clay Masters is the next batter for the majors. Clayton Masters hitting 270 on the summer, but he's 0-for-2 today. A strikeout and a ground into a double play in the pitch. High, ball one. When he grounded into a double play in the third, the bases were loaded there. The bases are loaded here now as well in the bottom of the fifth. But back in the third, there was one out when he did that. Now there's zero outs. And that pitch is high and inside, 2-0 to Clayton.
Got to think Clayton Masters has taken here his three straight walks or two straight walks and a hit by pitch.
Yep. If you don't, if it's not broke, don't fix it. 2-0. And again, ball three. Masters looks like he's frustrated. I think some of these majors pitchers are going, I want to swing at some of these, but you can't. Not when they're that far outside the strike zone or that far inside the strike zone as that one was. The 3-0 and another walk, and this time it scores a run. Coming home is Matt Connerly. Makes the lead now 4-0, Enid Majors. Taylor goes to third. Dehas to second. Masters to first. That could be all she wrote there for... That could be all she wrote for Minard as now Sunby goes out to have another conversation. Masters gets credit for an RBI there as well. And while those guys all meet up on the infield, all the majors players will go over to third base and talk to assistant coach Richie Tarango. Richie, by the way, a Diamondbacks fan.
His Diamondbacks are doing very well.
They are. Very impressive. One of only three teams in the major leagues that have 50 wins.
As John and I up here in the booth, I'll share something extra. John's a Cubs fan, mm-hmm. and of course I'm the rival. I'm a Cardinals fan, so we don't agree on that,
yeah.
I guess.
No, we don't. If we did, there'd be something wrong. The Cardinals will play the Diamondbacks again tonight, and then they'll have a matinee tomorrow with them at 2:40. And we have another new pitcher for the Oklahoma City Broncos. Will Edmondson will warm up, and while he takes his warm-up pitches, we'll step aside briefly for a timeout. 4-0 Enid Majors, they have the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth with nobody out. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent build-up, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College!
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
We should go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. We should go would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, Andrew Minard comes on to relieve the starter Benji LaPat for the Broncos. Cannot retire a batter. Bases are loaded, and now Will Edmondson is the new pitcher for the Broncos, and he'll face Brandon Kuntz and throw a strike to him on the inside corner, 0-1. Still nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Majors lead the Broncos 4-0. Pitch to Kuntz is a strike there, 0-2. Now, if the majors can score four more runs here, they will end this game via the eight-run rule after five. Just something I'm sure they'd love to do. And the Broncos will have to turn around and play Newton, Kansas next. The 0-2, and Kuntz fouls it off. How'd you like to feel Brandon Kuntz here, Brady? All the other batters ahead of him get to take ball after ball after ball. Then he comes up and he has two strikes thrown right at him.
Yeah, three straight. He fouled that last one off even. So have to change his hitting approach here.
The 0-2. And he hits it over to third, grounded right towards Gabe Grisser, who throws home to get him. And then a nice play by Jared Boris to throw out Kuntz at second base. So it is a 1-2-3 double play that retires Kuntz. Going down in the process was E.J. Taylor as he got thrown out. Garrett Dehas, though, goes to third. Clayton Masters to second. And now there's two outs in the inning here in the bottom of the fifth. Logan Rutledge is next, and Rutledge with a sacrifice bunt, a walk and a run. Well, he didn't score that run. That was Isaac Hempfling that did that, but swing and a miss, 0-1. This would be, I think, do wonders, Brady, for Logan's confidence if he can get a base hit here. The 0-1 is high simply because he's been batting in either the low 200s or under 200 all season, and he's hitting 162 right now.
Yeah, base hit would be huge here for the Indian Majors.
You just got to figure he's due to get something at some point. The 1-1, though, this is grounded right to the shortstop, Drew Sunby. And Logan Rutledge's struggles continue as he is thrown out at first base. But the Majors get a run. No hits, though. No errors. They do strand two men on base, but they increase their lead over the Oklahoma City Broncos to 4-0 going to the sixth. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know your buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay too. SNB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years with reliable brands like Echo. Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
It is the Enid Majors 4 and the Oklahoma City Broncos nothing after 5 complete. And the Majors have made a pitching change. Matt Hopkins' night is done after 5 innings. And Keaton Jones will take over in relief out of the bullpen. Keaton will be working on his pitching numbers, appearing in his third game, an ERA of 6.01, 2 1/3 innings pitched. He has 8 walks, 1 strikeout. So he hasn't gotten a ton of work, but he's getting some right now. He'll have to protect a 4-0 lead, and Keaton just graduated from Elk City High School. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, ladislawevans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. C.J. Jansen, Scotland Boyce, and then Drew Sunby. That's who's due up for the Broncos in this top of the sixth inning. Batters 8, 9, and 1 in the order. Jansen is 1-for-1 with a single, and Jones throws high to him, ball 1. Now here's where you have to be a little concerned, Brady. This was the one part of the order so far for the Broncos that gave the Majors trouble back in the third, with Jansen and Boyce both getting hits. The 1-0 nearly hit Jansen, 2-0.
The only two hits, John, I believe.
Yep.
So the 8-9 hole is their hottest hitters here, and that's what Keaton Jones has to go against.
The 2-0, he turns away from it inside, ball 3, 3-0. And this has been the problem for Keaton Jones, just too many walks. 8 walks, 1 strikeout. Comes back with a fastball strike there, 3-1, 80 miles an hour. Majors 4, the Oklahoma City Broncos nothing, and the 3-1. There's a high ball 4. By the way, the final numbers on Matt Hopkins, he went 5 innings. He gave up just 2 hits, didn't allow a run, no walks either. He had 8 strikeouts. Also didn't hit a batter, didn't have any wild pitches either. And E.J. Taylor, who has really blossomed into a leader on this majors team, is coming over from first base to talk to Keaton Jones. Catcher Logan Rutledge is now doing the same as well.
With a 4-0 lead here in the top of the sixth, Keaton Jones doesn't need to be walking anyone.
No.
He's just come right at these Broncos hitters.
And also the other thing is the majors had opportunities to make this a bigger lead than what it is. But a couple of difficult situations didn't go their way with the bases loaded.
And the Enid majors have someone in the bullpen.
And the pitch to Scotland Boyes is low and outside, but of course from where we sit at David Allen Ballpark, all we can see is the catcher taking the pitches, so we don't know who that pitcher is. But you can probably bet if Keaton Jones struggles here, he'll probably be pulled for that pitcher. A 1-0, way outside, 2-0.
So yeah, you'd think Keaton Jones has a tight leash here, 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Really wanting to win this ball game as well.
Majors in bad need of a win, lost 8 of their last 9. They're 11-15 on the summer. The Broncos of Oklahoma City, 17-19. And the 2-0 goes down the heart of the plate for a strike, 79 miles an hour, 2-1. Two-one offering. And that's a strike. 81 mile an hour fastball. It feels like when Keaton's been on, it's been with the fastball. It's just been a lot of his other off-speed pitches that haven't been what he's hoped for, as the Newton, Kansas team is in the ballpark. The 2-2 gets through the legs of Rutledge into the wall. That pitch was so low. A wild pitch on Keaton Jones. And that moves C.J. Jansen in scoring position at second base. And then Rutledge threw the ball back in over Jones, over to the shortstop Young, but runner doesn't advance past second. You always get nervous, though, when that happens.
Yeah.
Wonder if it'll cost you a base.
Yeah, especially Oklahoma State Broncos here in the sixth, really trying to get something going here.
3-2 to Boyce, and Boyce goes down swinging. Big out there for Keaton Jones. Wasn't one of his fastest fastballs, 78 miles an hour, but it did the job. And we go back to the top of the order with Drew Sundby, who was struck out twice in this game looking, but remember, that was against Matt Hopkins. See how he does facing off against Keaton Jones. Jones, a right-hander. Left-handed Drew Sundby. As another wind gust comes in, the pitch way inside there, 1-0.
And Sunby's the son of Wade Sundby, the head coach.
And he's been playing on this team for quite some time. I know last year and this year. He'll be going into his senior year of high school. The 1-0 is high, 2-0. And also for Drew Sundby, he's a switch hitter when he bats, and he throws right-handed. 2-0 offering, hit him in the leg. So Keaton Jones has walked a guy and hit a guy. That puts runners on first and second now with one out.
Back to the switch hitting, Sunby. It's very hard to be a switch hitter at this level because usually you see a ton of right-handed pitchers, so you don't really get to work on your right-handed bats. You more or less bat left-handed, as it's more of an advantage for a switch hitter because lefty, if you're batting left-handed, you want to see a righty, and if you're batting right-handed, you want to see a lefty.
Majors coach Chris Jensen is coming out there. I don't know if this will be him pulling the plug on Keaton Jones yet. I think he just wants to give his guy in the bullpen more time to warm up. And he brings in the entire infield for this discussion. The Enid Majors lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 4-0, one out against the Broncos here in the top of the sixth. They have runners on first and second. Broncos trying to get back to 500. They're 17-19. And They've played in a lot of difficult tournaments. And these are all homeschool kids. And Coach Wade Sundby was hilarious to me before the game. He was telling me, he was like, yeah, we probably, he and I were talking about how he's dealt with players having to be gone for other commitments and all of that stuff. I said, well, Majors Coach Chris Jensen's had that happen where players have been gone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, that's how it goes. He goes, but I bet we lead the state in mission trips and family vacations and all this other stuff. He goes, I bet we lead the summer baseball pack when it comes to that. Elijah Brady, the left-hander, standing in and taking a fastball from Keaton Jones. So Jones stays out there. Elijah Brady tonight, a strikeout, swinging, and a ground out to the pitcher. The 1-0 sails outside, 2-0.
And with a 4-0 lead, you know, you want to get ahead in the count as much as you can, John. And Keaton Jones hasn't got ahead to one batter yet.
Nope. 2-0. Does come through with a strike there, 2-1, 83 miles an hour.
Even the bat to Scotland Boyce, who he struck out, I don't think he got ahead then.
No, he didn't. He had to come back. He was behind in the count 2-0 before he struck him out. The 2-1. There's a ball outside, 3-1. The lead is 4-0 for the Enid Majors. Good crowd on hand here, people filing in. Everybody sitting, though, towards the major side of the field, down the first base line in the shade, the 3-1. And that's high ball 4, and the bases are loaded. Just what you didn't want to have happen if you're the Majors. You get a 4-0 lead. Matt Hopkins wheeling and dealing out there. And now Majors coach Chris Jensen, I think, is going to make the pitching change. And if that's the case, then Keaton Jones will have only lasted a third of an inning as he's talking to E.J. Taylor now on the mound. And Jensen says, I'm going to need that baseball. And he will get it from him. And Justin Freeze will come on in to pitch out of the bullpen. 4-0, Majors lead the Oklahoma City Broncos with one out, but the Broncos have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
There's a lot of value in your ag business, in the land, equipment, buildings, and livestock. If you need an accurate appraisal, talk to us at Farm Credit of Enid. Our team of certified general appraisers will add it all up. Know what your ag business is worth. Our appraisal experts know the lay of the land. Farm Credit of Enid.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, the Enid Majors on their third pitcher of the night. Keaton Jones goes a third of an inning. He has two walks. He hit a batter. He did have a strikeout, but also with a wild pitch. And he loaded up the bases for the Oklahoma City Broncos. The Majors lead the Broncos 4-0, trying to make it win number 4 on the Broncos this year and trying to snap out of a tough losing skid. And that's been a bit of a problem for them. The Majors have lost 8 of their last 9. The Broncos, though, are below .500. Justin Freeze will come on up and pitch. Now, Freeze has gotten a lot of action as of late out of the bullpen for the Majors. He's gone 8 1/3 innings with 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. He has given up 4 runs, 3 of which have been earned, 6 hits. And the first guy he will face is Jared Boris, who has 2 groundouts tonight. He comes in a tough spot with the bases loaded. Where he started to come on the scene was earlier this month in the Connie Mack qualifier. He pitched in relief against the batter's box gray team and helped the Majors win that game. Breaking ball to Jared Boris, bounces low and outside. 1-1, no strikes is the count.
Really like Freeze's curveball here.
Yep.
Maybe it'll produce a ground ball double play here.
1-0. Freeze hits the outside corner that time, 1-1. Base is loaded full of Broncos here. You've got Jansen on third. You've got Sunby on second base. Brady on first. And the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike from Justin Freeze. So Freeze not flashy and doesn't throw the ball hard, but he just throws strikes. Elk City High School graduate. And that same white bag that has been blowing all over the field in this wind has now made its way into the infield. It was in center field earlier this inning. Now it's in the infield. Now it's heading over towards the Oklahoma City Dodgers dugout. 1-2.
Yeah.
A little bit high, 2-2. That was like, I don't know if that was a curveball. It looked more like a knuckleball.
I think that's his curveball.
Yeah,
his curveball.
It just, boy, it had a really odd movement to it, and it almost was a strike three. 2-2. That time he hits the outside corner again and takes care of Jared Boris for the second out.
I really like Freeze.
Throws
that fastball in the outer half, and then he's got that big looping curveball, but boy, he knows how to throw it and locate it.
Joseph Sajak, the first baseman, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to short. Are the Broncos going to leave the bases loaded? Down 4-0 to the Enid Majors. Freeze as that one blew back to the net, 0-1 the count. So the Majors will get the next game off, then they'll come back and play in the 8 o'clock game against Newton, Kansas. And then they'll play Newton, Kansas tomorrow at 11 in the morning. 0-1 to Sajak, and he popped it up. It's playable. It's in fair territory. Shallow left. Three guys going after it, and it is Lakin Young who sticks his glove up and makes the catch for the third out. Majors get out of the bases loaded jam. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three men left on for the Broncos. And through 5.5, it's the Enid Majors 4, the Oklahoma City Broncos nothing. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Majors can come up and have some insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth if they can get them across here. And they will have the bottom part of their order with Lakin Young hitting ninth. And then we go back to the top with Seth Graves and Ben Marino. Lakin Young today, 1-for-2. He does have one of the Majors RBIs. The other three runs batted in belong to Seth Graves, who has one. Ben Marino also with one. And Clayton Masters. Young, a right-handed hitter. And even though he went 1-for-9 last weekend, he did have two runs batted in. And I think is becoming a very big part of the Pioneer High School baseball system of success that Coach David Risen is building around. Pitch to Young. First pitch swinging, bounces it into left. No hesitation from Lakin Young. So both teams, by the way, are on their third pitcher. Andrew Minard for the Broncos didn't even retire a batter in that inning. And then Will Emmonson had to come in and finish the last part of that inning as Andrew Minard ended up walking three people, Taylor, DeHass, and Masters. Didn't have a strikeout. Seth Graves is up next here in the sixth. Pitch to him. In there for a strike, 0-1. He didn't give up a hit, did Minard, but he ended up allowing one run. It was an earned run. He also hit a batter, but didn't throw a wild pitch. Graves almost got plunked there as the pitch came inside, 1-1. Graves today has been very good. 2-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. He has also drawn a walk. Now, the only thing that's gone against him today is he was thrown out at second, back in the second inning when he was trying to steal. Breaking ball sails high, 2-1 the count. To Seth Graves. The pitch gets way past Jared Boris, the catcher, to the wall. That pitch comes inside from Will Emmonson. Wild pitch moves Lakin Young to second base, and that makes the count 3-1 to Seth Graves. Majors coach Chris Jensen is now out coaching first base because Justin Freeze was coaching first base, but now that he's out on the mound, as that pitch is thrown high to Graves, and he gets walked. So Graves goes to first. You've got Lake and Young already on second, and the Majors have something brewing here with runners on first and second and nobody out, with Ben Marino next. He is 2-for-3 with two singles and a stolen base. The pitch, a bunt laid down right in front of home plate, but it rolls foul. That ball might have been big trouble had it stayed fair.
Yeah, it looked like it hit in front of the plate fair, but it had that weird spin on it, John, to where as soon as it hit the ground again, it just tumbled to the right field side.
Mm-hmm. Top of the order for the Majors has been awfully good tonight. Marino has two hits. Connerly has hit the ball hard, but has been retired both times. However, he did come home after being hit by a pitch in the fifth. Then you have E.J. Taylor, who's had a hit and two walks. Ben Marino pops up the bunt try, and it is dropped by the catcher, Jared Boris, who's made a lot of good plays in the game, but he just couldn't quite hold on to that one. And Majors coach Chris Jensen gives some words of advice to Ben Marino. Runners were going there. With Marino's speed, he could probably get to first base on a bunt try. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. Majors 4. Broncos nothing. 0-2 floats down and away from Emmonson.
I know that's what Chris Jensen was thinking here. We can move the runners up with a bunt from first and second, but Marino might get safe too.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win there.
But he was also telling Marino, keep that ball down. 1-2. He swings at this one and belts it into right. Caught on the run by Hayden Key. And then he throws it back in quickly to Elijah Brady at second. As another train makes its way through here, I think we're going to have this one coming from our right to our left. We are.
Boy, the last couple of games, John, these trains have been extra loud. I don't know if they're listening to the radio and want to be on the radio or what.
Yeah, I don't know. But you kind of just have to lay out and let them have their time.
You do.
Matt Connerly rips and misses the first pitch, and it got through the legs of Jared Boris, making the count 0-1. Majors lead it 4-0, trying to add to it here in the bottom of the sixth, and if they can score four runs here, they'll end the game via the run rule. If the Broncos get out of this inning, then we go to the seventh, and it'll be their last chance. The 0-1, Connerly pulls it right over towards E.J. Taylor in the on-deck circle, who is able to get a piece of the ball and bounce it right back over towards the first baseline.
When I played,
quick thinking by Taylor there.
Yeah. When I played here, John, everyone was like, man, the first players coming in, they say, has anyone ever hit the train? And I said, it's a long ways back there. If you've ever been back there, I said, it's probably 450 feet to that train.
0-2 bounces into home plate, 1-2 now to Connerly. Will Emmonson not throwing the ball particularly hard. He's thrown a couple of them below 60 miles an hour. The 1-2, and Connerly fouls another one off. And yeah, it's the thing is, where you're looking at it, it doesn't look that far behind the ballpark, but that's deceiving. It's actually a lot farther behind David Allen than you might think.
I know, that's what they said, the guys that always came here. I said, you go back behind that fence and really look how far that fence is from that train.
1-2. Again, Connerly continues to battle, hitting it off the railing on the Majors dugout. One out. Bottom of the sixth. Runners are on. First and second for the Enid Majors. Graves on first. Blake and Young is on second base. Majors leading it 4-0. Trying to get back to a little bit of a winning streak here. 1-2. And Connerly slaps it over to second. Elijah Brody is there. Flips to second. There's one. But they will not get the speedy Connerly at first. So the fielder's choice is 4-6 on the putout. Connerly is at first base safely. Graves is retired. Lake and Young gallops to third. The Majors have runners on the corners with two down. And E.J. Taylor coming up to bat. Now Taylor is 1-for-1 with two walks in this game. He got thrown out on a 1-2-3 double play in the fifth where he was about to score with the bases loaded. Taylor leading the team in batting average at 413, but he falls behind, swinging and missing at the first pitch, 0-1. And not only is that train loud, but it's long. It's still going. The 0-1 strike there, 0-2. That looked questionable. Thought that might have been a tad bit outside, but EJ laid off of it. Majors, by the way, scoring 4 runs a game and allowing 5. That number used to be up near 8 runs a game. The 0-2, and Taylor blasts it back to the net foul.
And that's the good thing about EJ Taylor. He's such a good hitter. Most kids would go after that 0-1 and just ground it out. But he took that pitch. Close call.
Close call.
It could have been called a ball or a strike, but he's waiting on another one. 0-1, especially without 2 strikes on him.
And he's also a good batter to use for a hit and run, and he pops this one up in foul territory. That comes right over to us, and it lands on the stairs and then ricochets over towards Justin Dehas. So Garrett Dehas's dad, Justin, gets to pick up a foul ball. He lets one of the kids go grab it. 0-2 to EJ is high, 1-2. EJ putting together a really quality at bat here against Will Emmonson. And Emmonson throws another low one to home plate that bounces in the turf, and it's 2-2. Wild pitch by him puts Connerly to second base. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Now the majors have 2 runners in scoring position. Already leading 4-0, and that one almost hit EJ, 3-2. Quality at bat being put together by EJ Taylor and his dad, recording every minute of it on his phone. 3-2 offering, and EJ swings and misses. Boy, that's a dangerous area. You put that ball high up in the zone against EJ Taylor a lot, and he normally can power it out of here. We've seen him do that a couple of times, but he was behind it and ends the inning. No runs, a hit with no errors, and the majors leave 2 men on base, but they lead the Oklahoma City Broncos 4-0 going to the 7th. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
It is a 4-0 advantage for the Enid Majors, and they are 3 outs away from a badly needed victory. Both these teams really could use a win. The Broncos at 17-19 on the summer. The Enid Majors 11-15. And they jumped out on the Broncos quickly. Got 1 run in the first, another 1 in the second. Got 1 in the fourth and fifth as well. However, they came up empty in a couple of bases loaded scenarios. Justin Freeze will try to close the game out for the Majors. And he throws the first pitch to Gabe Grisser way wide and to the wall. 1 ball, no strikes. Grisser 0-2, a strikeout swinging and a ground out to second. Majors have 4 runs on 7 hits. Broncos have no runs on 2 hits. Pitch comes high, 2-0. Justin Freeze, never going to see a really fast fastball from him. And he's never going to overpower you, but he's going to work the count and find location. Hit his location every time. The 2-0. Is high and it goes into the left, and Lakin Young is there to catch the pop out. Lakin Young's had a busy day over there at shortstop. He has fielded 2 ground outs and he's caught 2 pop outs. 1 out in the top of the 7th.
He's been very good defensively for the Senior Major Ball Club at shortstop.
Also has made a contribution to this game offensively. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI. Will Edmondson is now pinch hitting for Benji LaPat. Since LaPat out of the game, LaPat started off the game for the Broncos, went four innings, gave up seven hits, three runs, and had five walks, two strikeouts with one wild pitch. So unless something drastically changes, he'll take the loss. The 1-0 bounced foul over towards the Bronco dugout. One ball, one strike. Folks from Newton, Kansas are here, getting ready to play their game. Of course, Newton, Kansas and the Broncos were supposed to start at 6. That's going to probably start late, probably start closer to 6:15 or 6:30. Will on 1-1 to Will Edmondson, and that is topped up the middle. Grabbing it on the run is Seth Graves. Tough play, but he's able to throw him out. Nice play by Seth. Not an easy play. He had to come from his left all the way over to his right up the middle and throw him out, which he did. So both pitchers in this game hadn't gotten a hit for the Broncos. Hayden Key is the last hope for Oklahoma City here in the top of the seventh. He has two strikeouts, both against Matt Hopkins. Or I believe this is actually another pinch hitter. Yes, it is. It is Mason Minard. Mason Minard pinch hitting for Hayden Key. Minard moves ahead in the count. One ball, no strikes. Pitch number two. Ripped and missed. 1-1. 4-0 the lead for the majors over the Broncos. Majors trying to get their 12th win of the season. The 1-1 sails low and outside. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Fouled off. 2-2. And by the way, Newton, Kansas, they're wearing red jerseys. The Broncos, they're wearing red jerseys. So the next game between these two is going to be fun. Only difference is the Broncos have blue numbers. Newton has black numbers. 2-2. And that's a slow roller over to Short Lake, and Young charges. Picks it up, throws to first. Another nice play by Lake and Young, and he punctuates it there by ending the game with that nice throw out to first base. And the Enid Majors, after a tough stretch of dropping their 8 of their last 9 games, come up with a nice win over the Oklahoma City Broncos. They beat them for the fourth time this season, 4-0 here at David Allen Ballpark. Brady and I will put a quick recap on this one and set the scene for tonight when the Majors play Newton, Kansas. Back in just a second, this is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today, or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltry, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer for only $79.95. Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land?
The A-Team, the Coldwell Banker, will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College!
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
Wings to go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. Wings to go would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And the Majors end up getting a win over the Oklahoma City Broncos in game one of two that they have scheduled tonight. 4-0 is the final. That puts their record at 12-15 on the summer. The Oklahoma City Broncos drop to 17-20. In the game, the Majors had 4 runs on 8 hits with no errors. They did leave 10 men on base. Let's do the hitting numbers for them first. Seth Graves, 2-for-2 with an RBI, a run scored, 2 walks. Ben Marino, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Matt Connerly was 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. E.J. Taylor, 1-for-2 with 2 walks. Garrett Diaz, 1-for-1 with 2 walks. Clayton Masters, 0-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. Brandon Kuntz, 0-for-2, a walk and a run scored. Logan Rutledge, 0-for-1, a sacrifice bunt, though, a walk and a run. And his courtesy runner, Isaac Hempfling, scored a run. Lakin Young was 2-for-3 with an RBI. The hitting numbers for the Oklahoma City Broncos, they had no runs on 2 hits with no errors. They left 5 men on base. Drew Sundby, 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Elijah Brady, 0-for-2 with a walk. Jared Boris, Joseph Zajac, Gabe Grisser, all 0-for-3. Benji LaPat, 0-for-2. Will Emmonson as a pinch hitter was 0-for-1. Hayden Key, 0-for-2. Mason Minard, 0-for-1. C.J. Jansen was 1-for-1 with a walk. Scotland Boyas was 1-for-2. Let's do the pitching numbers. The winning pitcher for the Enid Majors was Matt Hopkins. He went 5 innings. He gave up 2 hits, no runs. He had 8 strikeouts and 0 walks. In relief of Hopkins, Keaton Jones made it through a third of an inning. Did not give up a hit or a run, but he had 2 walks, a strikeout. He hit a batter, and he threw a wild pitch. Justin Freese finished the last inning in 2/3 for the Majors. Did not allow a hit or a run. He had a walk and a strikeout. The losing pitcher for the Oklahoma City Broncos is Benji LaPat. He pitched 4 innings. He gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, all 3 of which were earned. He had 5 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 wild pitch. Andrew Minard did not retire a batter. He ended up giving up a run. He had 3 walks, and he hit 1 batter. Then Will Emmonson came in and pitched the final 2 innings for the Broncos. He did give up a hit, but no runs. He had a walk and a strikeout and a wild pitch. Broncos fall to 17-20. They'll face the Newton, Kansas Knights coming up in the next game. And the Enid Majors will be back here to be playing the night game, which is scheduled to start at 8. But since this next game is going to probably start not until about 6:15, I would wager that we might probably not start the next game until maybe a little bit after 8. I would approximate 8:15. But whenever it starts, we'll bring you the baseball game right here on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC, between the Enid Majors and the Newton, Kansas Knights. Brady, great start to the day for the Majors. A win they needed. Glad to see them get one here at David Allen Ballpark after losing 8 of their last 9 games and getting back to their winning ways.
Yeah, of course. And solid pitching performance by Hopkins and Free shutting the door late. And played defensively very well today with 0 errors.
Yep.
And kind of on the hitting side, we kind of just gradually grinded it out. Runs in the first, second, fourth, and fifth inning. So we kind of just grinded it out and
overall, very, very pleasing performance today, John.
It was, and the Majors get their fourth win of the summer over the Oklahoma City Broncos. Really, the only thing was that the Majors had a couple of bases loaded situations where they didn't come through, hitting ends on a double play, and then another one, a 1-2-3 double play, prevents them from scoring any more runs after they got one in the fifth. But other than that, very good performance by the Majors. They win it 4-0, and they'll face a Newton Kansas Knights team tonight, Brady, that they already have a 10-2 run rule victory over from earlier this year.
Yeah, you're really right, and what better way than go 2-0 today and possibly go 3-0 tomorrow against Newton again. So big couple of days going into the Glenn Widget tournament, the 1st to the 4th of July.
Yep, that's right. That'll be a big tournament for the Majors to play in, and they will have to be playing some of their best baseball as they get ready to face some stiff competition over there in Bartlesville. Majors win this one 4-0 tonight over the Oklahoma City Broncos. We'll step aside, and we'll be done for the next couple of hours, but when the Majors play the Newton Kansas Knights, we'll be back here to bring that game to you from David Allen Ballpark around 8 o'clock. For Jance Davis, our producer-engineer in our Enid Studios, and also Brady Kokajohn with me up in the booth, I'm John Herrick saying so long for now. Brady, Jance, and I will be back to bring you game number two tonight when the Majors play Newton, Kansas. This has been Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Janssen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
This is Brian Jones of Geo and Jones. Start your day talking sports with us weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC.
Live from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, it's Writer Than You. Here's Jody McDonald.
Jody back here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The early breaking morning story was that Phil Jackson and the New York Knicks were parting ways. It kind of was hinted at last night and became a reality this morning with a statement from both the Knicks and Phil Jackson. I want to get a perspective from a guy who's known Phil for a long period of time, worked with him, been covering him a long time as well, had a very interesting column on him today on FanRag Sports. From FanRag Sports, basketball author Charlie Rosen joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing, Charlie?
Pretty good. Glad to be in contact with you.
Our pleasure. Thank you for hopping on board.